Welcome to Lesson 2 of Rephrase Your Relationship. I'm Brent Peake, your guide to enriching your communication and deepening your connection with your partner. Today, we delve into some foundational principles of communication that can radically transform how you interact within your relationship. These principles are simple yet profound, aimed at ensuring that your communication acts as a bridge rather than a barrier. Keep these in mind as you continue through this course. Number 1, communicate to connect, not to direct. In any relationship, the primary purpose of communication should be to connect, not to direct. Often without realizing it, our conversations become about trying to get our partner to do something, change something, or see things our way. This directive approach can make your partner feel like they're being managed rather than loved. Instead, if we focus on using communication as a tool to connect, we foster a much deeper emotional bond. When you communicate to connect, you prioritize understanding over solutions. You listen to express empathy, not to solve a problem immediately. This doesn't mean that problems don't get solved. Rather, it means the path to a solution is one that you walk together, hand in hand, rather than one leading the other. It's about stopping those get-them-to moments and instead fostering an environment where both partners feel seen, heard, and valued. Number 2, be curious, not judgmental. Borrowing a leaf from the beloved character Ted Lasso, adopting a stance of curiosity over judgment can dramatically improve how we interact with each other. When our partner speaks, especially in moments of distress, our first reaction may often be to categorize or judge their feelings or actions. This reaction can be detrimental to open communication. Instead, being curious about why they feel or act a certain way invites a more in-depth discussion and promotes understanding. Intense emotions are a signal, an indicator that we need to slow down and really listen. Curiosity allows us to delve into our partner's world and understand their perspective without immediately reacting or providing solutions. This approach not only reduces defensiveness, but also builds a supportive space where both partners can express their true feelings and thoughts without fear of harsh judgment. Number 3, pause when overwhelmed. It's natural to feel overwhelmed during heated discussions or conflicts. However, this is often when communication breaks down the most. Recognizing when to take a pause is crucial. The urgency we feel to respond or resolve issues when we're overwhelmed often leads to reactions we might later regret. So let that urgency remind you to pause. I urge you to use the pause protocol, which I've also included as a separate download. It's a simple method using the acronym PAUSE to help manage intense moments. P, pinpoint the intensity. Identify when a conversation becomes heated or unproductive by rating the intensity on a 0 to 10 scale. Consider pausing at a 6 or higher. Definitely pause at an 8 or higher. A, announce the timeout. Use a pre-agreed-upon signal, like saying time out or making a T with your hands. Pause without blame. Whoever needs the most space gets it. U, unwind mindfully. Step away for a default time of 30 minutes to cool down and collect your thoughts. Use the time to regulate your feelings and think about what matters most in your relationship. S, share your status. After the break, check in with your partner. Decide if you're ready to talk or if more time is needed. If the intensity continues, then go to E. E, extend the pause. If conflict continues, do not discuss the topic that caused the timeout for at least 24 hours. By incorporating this protocol into your communication strategy, you give both yourself and your partner a chance to step back from the brink, reassess, and approach the situation with a clearer, calmer mind. When you make these shifts, connecting, not directing, being curious, not judgmental, and pausing when overwhelmed, you begin to experience profound changes in your relationship. Communication becomes not just a tool for negotiation or conflict resolution, but a pathway to genuine intimacy and understanding. You'll find that conflicts resolve more smoothly, your emotional connection deepens, and your overall relationship satisfaction increases. In our next lesson, we will explore the first of our three transformative phrases, however. This word is a powerful tool for maintaining perspective and balance in your conversations, helping you navigate even the toughest discussions with grace. I'll see you there.